Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing pattern interrupt techniques and how they can be helpful in changing habits, emotions, behaviors, and thoughts. You will also have the opportunity to experience a pattern interrupt process that will assist you in making changes in your life. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Are you enjoying these hypnosis sessions and would you like more? Visit my web store at www.hypnosis.media. In the store, you'll find a variety of hypnosis programs covering a wide variety of problems and concerns. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount. Pattern interrupt, changing your story. Most of your patterns, whether they be habitual, emotional, or behavioral, began with a foundation in childhood. In the first years of development, children's brains are creating 1 million memory networks or neural connections per second. Many habits are so deeply rooted within the physical brain that it can be very challenging to change those patterns from a conscious level of the mind. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to develop and create new connections. While a child is in development, neuroplasticity is heightened. Neuroplasticity reduces with age. This is what makes making change so challenging. Oftentimes, people try to make change with the best intentions from a conscious level, but all of that old wiring exists within the subconscious level of the mind. So how can we get our brains working for us instead of against us? Hypnosis and NLP affect brainwave activity levels, and these brainwave activity levels influence neuroplasticity. This enables you to make change at a very deep level of the mind, working with those patterns, processes, and programs that are keeping you stuck. Pattern interrupt is an NLP process that allows us to interrupt old patterns of habit, emotion, or behavior and align the thinking to something new. Oftentimes, patterns are told internally through our inner dialogue and the stories that we tell ourselves. We continue to repeat an old story over and over again and receive a similar outcome. Pattern interrupt techniques introduce new information to the brain, allowing it to develop new connections, new methods of thinking, and new awareness as to what is possible. If we turn to movies as an example, you can imagine your favorite hero in the middle of a movie. There's a challenge that lies before them. Oftentimes, the hero doubts their ability. Somehow, they're able to move through their doubts. They don't give up and they don't shy away from the challenge, for that would make for a very boring movie. Instead, they connect with courage or strength or some inner resource that enables them to overcome the challenge and to become victorious. Oftentimes, we see a TV series where the hero's life hangs in balance, only to be told that it is to be continued. We relate to the heroic journey and struggle, and at the end of the movie, when the hero is triumphant, we're fully connected to the potent power of their strength, their ability to overcome adversity and to succeed against all odds. What if, just like a hero in a movie, you could learn to step into your power? What if you could learn how to interrupt those old patterns and programs that are keeping you stuck? What if you could rewrite your life script in a new way? In today's exercise, you're going to have the opportunity to experience a pattern interrupt technique to change your internal state and the outcome of your movie. The steps of this technique are first to cultivate mindfulness, to recognize a pattern that is present that needs interrupting, a thought, an emotion, a feeling, or perception that you'd like to change. The next step is being mindful and aware of the inner movie and the inner story that is playing out. The next step is to come up with a resource that will enable you to change your state of being. And the third step is to practice interrupting the internal movie with a new resource and creating and developing a new outcome as a result. I recommend practicing this technique, as the more that you use it, the more effective it will become. Do not listen to this program while driving, operating heavy machinery, or engaging in any activity that requires conscious thinking. So, if you so choose and you'd like to participate in this exercise, you can find a place where you can relax and let go for these next few moments. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply. Begin to notice your body's rhythm, noticing the beat of your heart, noticing the rhythm of your breath, and just allowing every breath that you take and every beat of your heart to take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Relax your eyelids to the point where they just won't work. That point where they're so heavy, comfortable, and tired that it simply feels as though it would be impossible for you to open them. And allow that feeling of relaxation to flow through every part of you, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. You can picture yourself in a calm place, relaxing place. Wherever that place is, it's your calm place. And as you picture and think about what that place is like, what it looks like and sounds like and feels like, you can allow yourself to relax even more. Just continue to enjoy that pleasant scene in your mind as I count from 10 to 1. With every descending number, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. And by the time that I reach the count of 1, you'll be at your natural level of relaxation. Starting now at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, relaxing more and more, 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper relaxed, 2, and 1. In this relaxed and focused state of awareness that you're in now, the mind is more open to receiving positive, beneficial suggestion and instruction. And the work that you do at this level of awareness can begin to have a very strong impact over your thoughts, over your feelings, and over your behaviors. Today, you're going to learn a very special technique to help you interrupt those internal movies and processes and change your mental states. For a moment, you can allow yourself to become aware of a pattern or a process that you wish to change, a habit, an emotion, a behavior, something that you wish to change. You can become aware of the inner story or the inner movie that is present around that habit, emotion, or behavior. Simply becoming aware of this now. Good. Now, I wonder if you could allow yourself to become aware of a hero or a protagonist that you admire. A hero or a protagonist in a movie or TV show. That's right. And as you become aware of that hero or that protagonist, you can recognize that there may have been those moments where the outcome was in doubt, and yet they were able to connect with strength within them. That there were always those moments where the story wasn't quite finished yet, where it was to be continued. That's right. Simply noticing that now. That this hero was able to change their state. That they were able to connect with confidence, courage, or compassion in order to enable them to succeed. So thinking back to the pattern, the habit, the emotion, or the behavior that you wish to change, think for a moment about what you need to become the hero in your movie. That's right. What do you need to become the hero in your movie? Is it confidence? Is it courage? Is it compassion? Is it energy? Take a few moments and think of that now. Good. Now, whatever that resource was, remember a time when you had that resource. Think back to a memory where you experienced it. Notice how your body felt. Notice your posture. Maybe you could feel the strength in your core. Or perhaps you can notice how you were breathing when you felt strong and courageous. And if you find this difficult for you, then simply connect with your favorite movie hero that you thought of just a few moments ago. Noticing how that hero looks, how they feel. Maybe you can feel the courage or the confidence or the compassion of that character and take it inside of you. Almost like you could imagine what it would be like to be that person. Now, I wonder if you could notice what behaviors go along with those feelings. What being confident and courageous would enable you to do. How it would enable you to solve and overcome all of these challenges. Good. Now, I wonder if you could imagine yourself going out into the future with all of these emotions, these resources, these skills. And imagine yourself in the future using all of these things as you go about your day-to-day activities. Noticing how grounded you are, how strong, how you're able to handle everything that comes your way. Making this movie as real as you can in your mind. Right down to the very last detail. Noticing the look on your face. Noticing the posture in your body. That's right. Make this inner movie so powerful that you experience it as real. Good. Now we're going to create an anchor. Something that you'll be able to give yourself whenever you need to return to this positive inner movie. So you may choose to rub your thumb and your first finger together, or you may choose to place your hand over your heart, or to take a deep breath. But something that can reconnect you to this state. And just do that now. Give yourself your physical signal, your physical anchor. Good. Now take a deep breath and allow this image to fade from your mind. And bring up that pattern that you would like to change. That habit, that emotion, that behavior. Becoming aware about the inner movie, the inner story that goes along with that. And when you have that clear in your mind, give yourself your physical signal and bring back the positive. Interrupt that old pattern with this new pattern, this new direction. You being confident and strong and in control and feeling very good. And notice what happens as you do that. Notice as you intercept and interrupt that old pattern and bring this new pattern online, what happens in your body? Feel the confidence, the power, and determination to succeed. This is all about creating an attitudinal change by suspending that old movie at a critical point and directing your mind in an entirely new direction. So take a deep breath and just let that imagery go for a moment. And let's do this one more time. Let's bring up the undesirable pattern, the habit, the emotion, or the behavior that you'd like to change. Really becoming aware of that. All of the feelings, all of the emotions that go along with that. Now, take a deep breath, give yourself your physical signal, and bring back the positive movie. Interrupt that old pattern with this new pattern, this new direction, as you see yourself exactly as you wish to be. Shifting into this positive brain state. That's right. And linking in all of these new behaviors, these new approaches, so that you can be your own hero. And you see yourself doing and being everything that you want to do and be. You have this new attitude, this new emotion, these new behaviors, these new habits. And you now know how to interrupt that inner movie and change it. So practice using this on a day-to-day basis. Linking in this new mental state so that you can bring it to you whenever you need it. The more that you do this, the more that it actually begins to change the brain's structure.
Good.
So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I do, bring yourself back to full waking consciousness and awareness. Starting now at 1, 2, 3, emerging from relaxation, 4, 5, coming up now, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. Today, you've learned a very powerful pattern interrupt technique to change the story and to connect you with more positive imagery when needed. The more that you practice this, the more effective it will become. So as you go through your day-to-day experience, really recognize those moments when you need to shift your brain state. Give yourself the physical signal and connect with all of those positive inner resources and begin to link in those new behaviors and emotions into your experience so that you become your own hero, so that your movie changes, and so that you begin to experience yourself accomplishing all that you wish to accomplish. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like more information about hypnosis, you can visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. If you'd like to learn hypnosis either for yourself or to help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.ca. Thanks for tuning in and for taking this time to improve your life. Remember, be gentle with yourself. Be well until next time.